Good morning, my friends. Good morning from Galveston Island, Texas. You will hear in the background, which may become distracting, I don't know, the ocean and seagulls and birds of various types. We made it down yesterday afternoon after a long and harrowing journey that cost me a windshield. Driving through Dallas and Houston, Texas was quite an experience too. We did the sightseeing things. My allergies are not accepting the fact that I'm in a place where there's pollen. But I am so grateful to be on this deck at this condo listening to the ocean. And we are right on the ocean, my friends. I wish I could show it to you. Maybe 50 yards, 70 yards tops. So, very grateful to be here. Thinking today about the seasons and about how we do journey from dark to light and how we do journey through ego to authenticity. I won't give a very long podcast this morning because I am on vacation. I just want to remind you that it's a journey. You know, it's we are in such a hurry to be authentic, and yet we don't realize what authenticity really is until we arrive on some shore, you know, until we arrive into some place that we can begin to see our authenticity. And quite frankly, I'm not sure we're ever completely there anyway. Maybe not in this lifetime. At least I don't think I'm going to make it. But what does that mean, right? It may be that this life is just a momentary journey to something more authentic. And that's okay. I mean, it's got to be okay, right? So I'm sitting here, and the sun has just peeked through some clouds. We got a little rain last night, and it's just a reminder to me that it's not, and I know it sounds cliche, friends, but it's not the destination. It's the journey. It's the people you're with. It's the people you have. It's the memory of the people you've lost. It's those birds making noise. It's the ocean waves. It's the constant dark and light. It's the constant journey to growth. It's rain and then sunshine. It's, you know, the plants that are causing me to cough coming to life with their photosynthesis and their pollen. That's and we are a part of that, and I think we forget that. And I just want to remind you this morning that you are a part of a big universe-sized process of becoming. We humans, we are very centered on self. Boy, you're driving through those big cities, you see those big buildings, you see how people drive. And there were lots of nice people too, don't get me wrong. But we really don't see too far beyond ourselves. And I think one of the things we have to remember is that we have to see the bigger picture. That this ocean that I'm listening to is here long before me, and it will be here long after me in some form. And this is just a moment for me to see it, to grow through it, and to appreciate it. And I'm a part of it, and that ocean's a part of me. And the palm tree in my front yard here at the condo, it's a part of me. And we are just part of a becoming. We are part of a universe expanding, becoming itself. And our part, my friends, is to become our truest self. Our most authentic self. The ocean is the ocean. The tree is the tree. The bird is the bird. But we humans, since we can reason, since we can deduct, we're not. So, I hope. Oh, here's a coyote, my friends. I got to get a picture of this coyote. Taking pictures of a coyote right at the moment. You know, and that's another part of it. Hey, coyote. Hey, coyote. He doesn't like people. You know, there you go, right? I mean, what an adventure. What an adventure. To be on the beach, seeing a coyote, hearing the birds, being a part of it. Just being a part of it and the growth that will come from it. I'm going to go wake my family up in not too much longer. We're going to do some sightseeing stuff. My son's senior year is this year, as I probably told you. And so this is his time. This is his spring break. And I hope that I and my wife, and I hope that we can create some memories that are good and lasting and wonderful for him. Anyway, my friends, that's about all I got this morning. I just wanted to touch base. I'll try to give a longer one, or maybe two this week. But hey, I hope you know that in some strange way, even though many of us don't know each other, you're here with me at this ocean. And in some way, I'm with you, because that's what it means to be connected. Have a good day, my friends. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.